literally start immediately. A wee mullet. I can start immediately. A wee mullet. How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet. We on, mate.
It's time, dude. You got beef going on.
Yeah, dude.
I got mad beef.
You got beef in the house?
Me and Phil are beef in the last 2 days.
What are you guys beefing on?
He's working on the yard. Like, he's like planting flowers and shit.
Yeah.
And if he does something, he is such a dickhead.
What do you mean?
Like, because he's doing that, he'll walk around and be like, "What are you doing today?" just constant dickhead. Like, so earlier today, I did this interview with this this Irish kid. It was pretty funny. And the one time he comes down the steps to work in his computer's down here.
Yeah.
The only time in the day he came down was, it's like a 20-minute interview.
Mm-hmm.
He comes down, I'm like, fucking dad walked down. He needs to be here every time I record something. He's like, "What the fuck, Shane?" Like, he like spazzed on
me. He's pissed.
Dude, he got pissed. Did I tell you this? Yeah, I told you this. I beeped the horn while he was cutting the lawn.
Yeah, you did. He
lost his fucking mind. Wearing my hat, and he took it off and threw it in the yard and walked inside.
Why'd you beep at him? I forget. Why'd you beep?
Because I was going to tell him to just take my fucking hat off. It was covered in sweat. There was like a ring of sweat in my fucking hat. I was like, "Why are you wearing that?"
Damn, dude. How's he feel?
Yeah, I beeped at him. It scared him. And then he was like, I was making fun of him. I was like, "You're like my niece." I was like, "You and my niece are the only ones I know that spaz when they get scared."
Oh.
Yeah, things haven't been good.
Why didn't you do some yard work with the old man?
I offered like 10 different times. I was like, "Do you need help with that?" He was like, "No, I'm fine." And no, he's not mad that I'm not helping. He's mad that he just did something. So he's like, he's a dickhead.
Yeah, he's trying to make it seem like what you're doing is bullshit because you're not out there.
Not even that necessary. Yeah, that for sure. There's definitely tones of that, but he's just angry. Like, he'll come in the house like, "What? What?" Like, if you try to talk to him, it's fucking crazy.
Dude, put some blue jeans on and get out. Just grab a shovel, dude.
I told him to fuck off.
Don't even ask. Just go out there and be like, "Paul," and just start digging next to him, dude.
We need to plant these, you know, flowers together.
Hey, get those azaleas going, dude.
No, there were real men here working. I kept making fun of him for that because he didn't mulch.
Oh, okay.
Other dudes mulched.
So he's more of like the landscape architect.
Yeah, that's what he's doing right now, which it actually looks really good, and he's doing a good job, but it's funny. I mean, the cost is not worth it. Like, his attitude.
Landscaping?
Is the actual cost of having a nice front yard is not worth Phil's. I mean, dude, we're talking pure fucking dickhead.
He's not worth, you know, you're talking like the suburban pressure of the perfect lawn.
He's never given into that. He's always had a shitty yard. Like, and in my neighborhood, people go nuts for like Christmas and Halloween and shit. Never, never one. He leaves the Christmas lights in the tree year round.
That's a very good
idea. And just plugs them in.
I don't see why more people don't do that. Honestly,
it's very funny.
I mean, but dude, that's a miserable time of year of like taking down Christmas lights.
Oh, I mean, especially our tree in the front's pretty big.
There's got to be so many cases on like December 28th of dudes just hanging from Christmas lights of just like getting to the top of the house and being like, "Fuck it, dude."
Just some wife being like, "When are you going to do that?"
Just suffocating yourself on the inflatable Santa, just wrapping the fucking thing around it.
Yeah, putting your head in that snow globe. It's, yeah, but I know how to win. Anytime my mom's around, I bring up the fact that they should have a pool. That's a guaranteed fight. Also, the fact that Phil has been gambling on Madden. He's been gambling on the video games.
What?
Yeah, Twitch will just air simulated games. Like, nobody's playing, just computer versus computer. And him and his friends are fucking betting on it.
So
I ratted him out. Anytime he starts talking shit, I'm like, "Don't you have fucking video games to bet on?" And he's like, "Well, Shane, okay." And my mom's like, "You better not be."
I mean, also, who's running these simulations? That seems like a highly fixable enterprise.
Very fixable.
I'll put this out there right now. I'll throw a Madden game if anyone wants to bet on it.
Yeah, change the ratings. Give Tom Brady like 99 speed.
I won't even have to throw it. I'll just lose. Bet against me in Madden.
No one's playing. It's just the computer.
So this is just a sim.
It's just a simulation that dudes are sitting down and watching on their cell phones and betting on it. Taking like the over on like the Bears versus the Titans.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like 48 points. We got to hit it. Dude, I don't know if I should be airing out the old man, but I saw one guy betting on it that was betting like $600 a game.
What?
Dude, he was putting $600 on Madden where no one was playing.
Holy fuck,
yeah,
man.
He's just a bored boys, dude.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's COVID. This makes sense.
More yeah, you
sense
can't put on sports, although there is NASCAR now and German soccer. So the bets have gone up. I watched Phil. Phil was watching a Bayern Munich game the other day. And so, I was like, wait, you have to. I was like, please take the over. He's like, it's 3.5. I was like, take it.
Did he win?
Yeah, I got him a win.
Your picks are good, dude.
I know soccer just from fucking FIFA. And German League, it's just Bayern Munich. Mm-hmm. They're the only team. Everybody else sucks, but it's fun.
Damn, dude, that's fucking nuts. I didn't even think about what sports bettors or just sports fans. In general. The only thing is NASCAR, UFC went on, right? They did an
UFC's been good. They've had some fucking sick fights.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been really good. But
so football, what is it right now? This is baseball season, right?
This is supposed to be the NBA playoffs, which would have been fucking – that would have been fun. And I think Stanley Cup would have been ending soon.
Who
if
was,
it hadn't.
What the fuck are they going to do? Are they going to just, like, pick up next season?
Season's over, yeah.
No champion?
No champion.
What?
Yeah. And then, baseball's plan is, like, 10,000 tests a day or a game. Baseball's, like, plan to come back that they, like, put out is fucking retarded.
They're doing 10,000 what?
Like, 10,000 tests of COVID, like, per day or per game in the league. It's fucking nuts.
What the fuck? So what would it be? Like, you would walk into a stadium, get tested, go watch the game?
I think the stadium's empty, but they're testing, like, all personnel in the league every game.
I mean, baseball's not that good.
No, it's not. I never understood how baseball was worth that much money.
I have no idea. I mean, it's geezer. That's going to die. I think it's going to die hard once the geezer. I mean, there's a lot of youngsters that go to Phillies games. There's a lot of, like, Phillies games here, at least. You, like, go to tailgate. You're like, well, I'm at the game.
I know, but think of being, like, a fucking Marlins fan. It's just stadium's empty. Anyway, let's podcast. We're just chatting right now. Come on.
No,
fired up, dude. We gotta get some bits rolling, dude.
I'm
Phil stuck. Gambling. Phil's been gambling on Madden.
On is it on pro mode? Like, is it pro?
I don't know. I don't know the difficulty. And at the same time, he's talking shit on me for playing video games.
Yeah, dude. At least you're playing them. That's a weird.
I know. It's crazy.
I'd be sick if you made a creative player and just, like, went through their simulated league and just started crushing people.
I know, it'd be so funny. Just make Phil Gillis, make him a running back.
I want to start betting
what
on
the hell final. Is this?
Betting on COD would be Call of Duty would be tight.
Man, that'd be frustrating.
That would be pretty fun.
That would be frustrating. That's frustrating to play.
Yeah. Well, right now
you just get randomly killed. Yeah.
Right now I'm in the midst of absolute Call of Duty warfare right now.
Yeah, you're in it. I could, dude.
God.
As soon as we started this, I was like, "You all right?" I could just see my mans, dude.
Well, usually, I was, you know, I'm bragging. I'm like, I'm on the periphery. I'm not really getting, you know, I'm not getting sucked into it.
You sucked in.
I was in the eye of the storm, just watching, like, oh boy, it's peaceful here, but I see some clouds on the horizon. Finally, got sucked into it. It's just like Jesus fucking Christ. I don't understand. Like,
what did they get you on? What were the charges?
Nothing. It's just like, it's just bullshit, man. It's just like getting, it's like I'm sitting there being like, yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah, that's bullshit. But yeah, that one time you guys both said this thing to me. And I'm like, fuck, forgot about that. That was a while ago. And like, now I just, you know, I'm in the doghouse. I just got literally sucked into a T4 just right into the doghouse, dude. I was chilling. I was
T4. You mean F4? That's an F5. It sounds like you got hit with an F5. That sounds
I was chilling, dude, just being like, there looks like there's a tornado up there, yeah, and this guy sucked it.
You saw some greenage. The clouds went green. You had a Fujita, a 5 on the Fujita scale.
Yeah. There's a tornado up there way in Kentucky way. I got pulled right off my front porch, sucked the piece of wheat right out of my mouth, dude. I'm like, oh, shit.
Got thrown. Did you ever see that there was a tornado where Trump went. Trump, I think it might have been Tennessee. Trump went to, like, talk about the tornado that happened. And he was like, an amazing story. This boy, he got thrown. There was, like, a 9-year-old that got thrown, like, a football field. He just got thrown down the street.
He got Hail Mary'd?
Yeah, Doug Flutie fucking launched him. Tornado Flutie fucking tossed the pigskin, dude. And while he was like talking about how incredible the story was, and he's like, now he's back with his family. The guy was like, no, his family died. And he was like, still an incredible story. That was great.
Was this recently?
Yeah. Yeah, it was this year. It was this, like, since January. Yeah.
That's funny. Apparently, I was, something was brought to my attention that now they're trying to say Believe All Women is a, like, that's like alt-right trap now. They're saying, well, like, I mean, it is. It's like, you know.
They made it. They made the rules.
Exactly. Now it's like,
now that it's against them, it's, yeah.
Like, this is an alt-right trap, dude. This is a, dude, in the fucking, the Atlantic this week. The Atlantic.
They do that every single time.
What?
They did. I was just reading, like, comments, because somebody was talking about, you know, somebody was talking about, like, canceled people on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then they were, like, they were just, like, talking about how, what's his name? The guy that was on Saturday Night Live, Al Franken.
Yeah.
How, like, he got canceled unjustly. Like, all they did was name, like, three liberal people that got canceled.
On Season Star. Like,
everybody else is exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Like, it is. Yeah, man. Dude, I was telling Billy today, I'm like, I just, again, I can't understand, if the president's such an important job, how is it that if you're, like, you're trying to take down Trump, how is it that Joe Biden, if this is a job that actually matters, where in the world where you're like, all right, we need a stuttering guy with a long history of sexual impropriety? It's like, if it's that important of a job, you can't find, like, that dude couldn't be the CEO of Apple.
These people are, no, of course.
So it's like, you're telling
either,
me.
I mean, in their defense, either could Trump.
Like, no, exactly. But it's like, same thing. It's like, if it's such an important job, we're supposed to say that, like, you know, you better get in there and pick the right person and push the button and change the world. If that's true, why the fuck is it between those two people? Like, I just don't believe that it's a real thing. When people are like, get in there and do your part. It's like, I don't think if you could truly change the world by pushing up, it's not the way anything works.
Yeah.
To be like,
no, I mean, I agree.
Everything's hard, but there's this one thing, and it's basically what controls everything. If you push the right button, you win. It's like, okay. Yeah. I don't know, man. It was just funny thinking, like, that's their hope, a stuttering possible rapist, but obviously definitely not, because, you know, he didn't do it. Obviously, you know, totally fabricated, but also Believe All Women hashtag.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it's just, to me, it's just funny. It's funny to watch and be like, that's the guy. These people couldn't run a fucking car dealership.
Trump would run a fucking mean car dealership, dude.
Oh, sorry.
Trump would run a mean. True. Please.
He could slang metal. He could slang metal for sure.
Trump would run a dealership and then just get destroyed by the IRS. Like, if Trump wasn't born rich, he'd be slinging Hondas right now.
Yeah, he'd be slanging metal for sure.
And then just absolutely running a dealership just straight into the ground.
Yeah.
Just stealing shit constantly.
Dude, I didn't even tell you about this. So I told you about this. We got our car, and both dealerships lied and said they didn't have 2019s. They're like, nah, we don't have them. And then, like, Brittany just went on their website, our Honda.com. I was like, yeah, it says you have them. They're like, oh, wow, weird. I didn't know that. And it's like, dude, seriously?
Yeah.
You didn't know you had to. I don't understand why they wouldn't want to sell a 2019.
Yeah, or why car sales is still the last purchase you can make where it's just fucking mayhem, where it's just lying. It's just, it's like, why is this the one thing? And, like, I go buy a shirt, it costs this much money. A TV is this much money. Yeah. Why, when I go buy a fucking car, there's 10 dudes with goatees trying to fucking lie to me? Goatees and bracelets and pinky rings. It makes no sense. They all have gelled hair. In any dealership.
Why does it look like a bunch of fat Chris Cornells are trying to take advantage of you?
Right. Literally, it looks like a bowling team. They're all in polos and khakis, and they come out and just fib, dude. They just fib. I worked with these guys. They're fucking – I like them. They're funny, but they literally will lie. They'll just go out and lie to people's faces all day. Start to finish. They wake up. They're like, oh, man, work sucks. I got to wake up early. And then just go lie to a family about a van.
It is too true. It's so fucking funny that, like
– I don't understand it.
Well, it's funny now with the internet. They're like, nah, we don't get any 2019s. And Brittany's just like, oh, hey, it says here on your website you do. And they're like,
I fucking hated cowtails.
There was a period of my life where I couldn't stop anywhere without, you know, any gas station and not grab a tail. Strawberry. Really? I'd get like a strawberry cream cowtail, dude, or just a regular old cowtail. That
actually sounds pretty good. Tibble. Man, I really want to show you this cat's diarrhea butt.
Can I see his ass? Yeah. Just wait. Right,
yeah, I'll go get him.
Yeah, hold on. Go get that cat. Tibble. I want to see this
cat.
He
runs from me. He doesn't like me. No one really fucking likes me.
My nephew, his fucking cat.
Go get that cat's ass. Let me see here.
He's off. You're not going to believe this cat's ass, dude.
Let me see that cat's ass.
Bite me.
It's worth it, dude. Yo, dude. Oh,
hey, he's clawing me. He's clawing me.
Oh, dude. That was
sorry,
like,
bud. I'm sorry, bud.
He clawed you, dude. You just exposed him.
It's fucking like diarrhea butt, dude.
It's just like a perfect like circle.
Yeah, something's been wrong with him since he was a kitten. Like literally, he'd walk around with like half a turd hanging out.
You think the original parent got to him?
The original
human might have like.
No, because his tail is bitten off too. He got fucked up when he was a youngster, for sure.
What?
Yeah.
Do you think it could have been a cat, like when he was a kitten, bit its tail off and just its paw inadvertently just got up in his ass?
Maybe. I don't know. He's got a bad butt.
Your cat's been penetrated. It has to have been.
Why are you trying to do that?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying. I'm looking at that kind of damage. It's the literal butthole.
He's got a loose butt.
Exactly. It's a butthole of a porn star, dude.
My cat's not gay, dude.
I'm not saying your cat's gay. I think, you know, things could have happened. I don't think your cat was it. Of course,
I don't think. I don't think if he had been penetrating his butt would still be loose.
I'm saying it's more of a chronic thing.
Yeah, he's got like a damn. He's got his back end is fucked.
That looked like a portal of just shit. It was just like
it's disgusting. It's disgusting, and he also shits in. He shits in my sister's bathtub. He doesn't even use his kitty litter, like his box.
He just
his litter box. He just shits in the bathroom.
Oh, it looked like a Rick and Morty portal of just like.
No, he's a horrible cat. Like if you come here and say a word about the cat, my mom will be like, "Take him." They're trying to kill this cat.
Throws up, right? I've seen his throw. I've seen some
fucking
of his
throws up. He brought fleas in the house. He's fucking. He gets in fights with other cats. He comes back all fucking torn up. He brings animals to the house all the time.
Dead animals.
Yeah, he's totally a wild cat.
That's fucking.
He's awesome. An outdoor cat. He's destroyed every door in this house. He rips them apart, dude. He's an apex predator. There's nothing we can do about it. He runs the house.
True. You just gotta let him do his thing. I mean, how old is he?
Yeah, that's the other thing. He's young. He's like six. The cat's gonna outlive my parents.
It's big too, though, man.
Yeah, maybe. Thankfully, he's fat enough. He'll die at like 12.
True. It's
like the cats live, dude. Some cats live. He could live till like 17. He could be here till they die. There's a good chance he outlives Phil.
Damn, that would be crazy.
Phil's going to have a fucking heart attack, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, this level of, like, the level of anger and stress he's under just from doing this is, I've never seen anything like it.
I mean, dude, he's got to be chapping his ass, dude. He can't go out. Like, imagine how much of his shit was, like, going out, hitting the lodge, chilling with his boys, watching sports. You take that away from a bunch of dudes, that's fucking people up, man.
Yeah, and he's just trapped with his wife.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Who's just like, we need a pool. They have a pool. I'm the only one of my friends without a pool. It's just like, Jesus Christ.
Dude, how you feel about my lighting?
Lighting looks good.
I got the bowl.
Fucking lighting, dude. Oh, fuck, I'm going to break it. Where are we at time-wise? We're good, right?
Yeah, we're pretty good. I did want to... There's one thing that I was actually – I thought you'd be stoked on. I thought about it while you're talking about, like, just different people fighting in, like, the beginning of the century. Have you fucked with the – it's called, like, the Sino-Indian border dispute?
No.
It's like the China-Indian border dispute?
No.
Fuck, dude. It's the funniest fucking thing. So, apparently, the Chinese government and the Indian government are beefing over certain stretches where their border stuff, where the border stuff.
Yeah, like Nepal and all that shit.
Yeah, and they've been advised now not to use weapons. They had like a council, like we don't use weapons at each other, but like there'll just be a Chinese troop on the border and an Indian troop, and they go full outsiders like Rumblefish, where they just – they do fisticuffs. They'll see each other and, like, throw rocks at each other and fist fight, and then it just breaks up. And they it's, like, a constant thing that keeps happening.
Wow.
There's if you there's just be, like, guys throwing rocks and, like, spitting on each other. If you're on the Indian-Chinese border, there's just troops that fist fight and, like, throw shit at each other all day.
That's awesome.
It's not a war. It's just them. They're just dispute. They'll be like, nah, we're patrolling. This is our shit. And they're like, fuck you, dude. This is China. And they're like, nah, this is India, you fucking dick. And then they'll just fist fight.
Fist fight.
Fist fight, rocks. It's so full. It's like a bunch of kids.
You think the Chinese would be rocking them?
I mean, they're fist fighting, though, dude. They made
it. I know. And the Indians deceptively have jacked bros.
Yeah, dude.
I've seen it.
Watch Extraction.
Have you ever seen it? True. You love Extraction. Watch Contagion. Tell me what you think. Watch Contagion. No, there's no jack dudes. It's just – they're just fear-mongering on HBO for COVID.
No, it's fucking horrible.
It's wild. But you ever see the Indian-Pakistan border, what they do?
Well, no.
They, like, have a dance-off every day.
Stop.
They have a legit, like, troop dance-off, like, where they see who marches the hardest, who screams loud. They're like, like, screaming at each other. Fucking awesome. And they, they really peacock out. They're wearing like feathers in their hats and fucking strutting like they goose step. It's fucking wild.
What?
Yeah, watch it.
They're like,
I'll watch that. I want to see the Chinese and Indians dudes throw rocks and fist fight.
Dude, it's called Sino Indian. It's a Sino Indian. I don't know why they call it Chinese Sino. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah,
but it's like a Sino Indian border conflict. It's so fucking funny of the dudes just like throwing shit at each other. It's just like a fourth grade. You like see the other fourth graders and like throw rocks at them. And
I bet
them.
That's the Indians probably are good there because they like cricket.
True.
The Chinese don't play baseball. Really?
Yeah, but they can definitely probably hit you with like a little, like a smooth, small
stroke.
It's got to be wicked, dude. If just
like a whistler.
Dude, imagine just being like a troop and walking up and just like, you're an Indian dude and you see like 10 Chinese guys and you just fucking just go up and you're like, pow, fuck you guys. They just wall barred them. There's a bunch of Indians.
Indian Wahlbergs.
This is Wahlberg Chinese dudes. This Wahlberg. And again, you know, if you get a bunch of the partners up on you, the boy, that would fucking suck, dude.
A swarm of partners?
Swarm, dude, coming down on
dude,
you?
Dude, a partner swarm has been very effective in history. Partner swarms in Vietnam, they would just partner swarm straight over the fucking, they'd just swarm of, climb over the wire, they'd get you.
Oh, dude, that must fucking
suck. World War II, they got hit with a lot of partner swarms. They'd blow a whistle, a dude with a sword would come running out of a fucking bush.
Oh, that fucking sucks, man.
Partner swarm is one of the more, it's actually probably one of the worst and dumbest fucking military tactics of all time.
Of just swarm.
Like World War II, they would just entire units would kill themselves by charging machine guns.
Oh,
but they would have a guy would blow a whistle, and one of them would have like a saber. They love whistles. They love blowing whistles in the middle of a battle.
So it's like they use like full World
War
Z
like referees.
Tactics. They do World War Z tactics, where it's just like enough people hit the wall, and eventually
partners are going to swarm. Yeah,
that's
Asia as a continent loves that, including Russia. They love just throwing as many people as they can at guns and seeing how many they can get.
Yeah, dude, check that. That shit was killing me, man.
Yeah, it gets me fired up. That's very fun to think about.
That's all it is. You just picture it, and you're just like, man, that's got to be fun to see.
I mean, it's so silly. It's so funny to imagine dudes, like, fist fighting over, like, land.
And there's no result.
Like territory. There's no point.
Literally, it's like, get the fuck out of here, dude. And then, like, it's like a fort in the woods. You're like, dude, fuck off, dude. This is our fort. And you're gone.
Grown men throwing rocks. It's like, fuck these guys. Like, what are we mad at? It's like, I don't know. Fuck them.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know if, again, dude, I might be dead.
I don't think so, dude. You think that. But I think it's
true. If I keep hitting this Peloton and not drinking,
exactly.
I probably 2 weeks, I probably added 5 years to my life.
You're gonna ride that
2 weeks off.
You're gonna ride that Peloton into eternity, dude. You're gonna ride that.
That thing
forever.
Might come off the frames. I might take it out of the house. As hard as I'm pedaling it, I might hit the open highway with it. It's fun. It's the first workout I've done in a long time that I've actually enjoyed. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm gonna stop.
Why?
Well, yeah, it's gonna stop for sure.
Yeah, you're gonna move away.
I'm gonna go back to New York. I was thinking about buying one. They're about as much as one of those fucking switchers, to be honest.
You should buy one.
You can put it in my house.
I wonder if I get a Peloton that makes me like that has me positioned in a wheelie that I'm just riding a bicycle with a bunch of young black kids doing a wheelie.
Oh, in Philly? Just yeah, popping a wheelie with the kids?
Yeah. Like a Peloton dirt bike where I'm just with Meek and I'm just fucking.
They should have like a program, maybe like a VR program for people to run with like a swarm of black dirt bikers in Philly, like Creed. Meek Mill's on the headphones. You get to jog at all times. There's just a hologram because you'd still need to be able to see. So it's just true. A hologram of black bikers around.
It's like
you.
Pokemon Go. Of just
yes, exactly like Pokemon Go.
Like the champ.
Hell yeah, champ. And then you get to stand there and fucking and dude circle you on fucking ATVs. That's a good program.
That'd be awesome.
Except it only comes with one Meek Mill album. It just only plays that. Also, heard some news. Mac Miller, I think, was Jewish.
Was he really?
I thought he was. I gotta look that up. I gotta look that up. That adds to my account of white rappers all being Jewish.
I thought that. I think they all like present as Irish.
Mac Miller. Who was the other one?
Lil Dicky.
I know another Jewish rapper.
Eminem. What's that?
Eminem's not.
Eminem. I think. I thought Eminem was like. I thought Eminem and Mac Miller were both Irish. Or of Irish descent, I guess.
It's a strong accusation. I'm getting this information from my niece.
How'd your niece know about that?
Because he went to her school. Yes, his mother's Jewish.
Okay.
Anyway, he went to my niece's school. And he, like, it's a Catholic school.
Gotcha.
She's like, he went there even though he's Jewish. And I was like, I'm just driving a car like...
It's good information.
I'm going to relay this to a couple thousand people. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I knew a guy who was 30-something years old who I was trying to talk out of doing – I think I've talked about this before, but I was trying to talk to him. I was trying to talk him out of taking Percocets. He was, like, popping Percocets. He was taking Suboxone, the dissolvable, like, Listerine strips of Suboxone. And he, like, just got into these. And I'm like, dude, you're, like, way too old for this shit. I'm like, you missed this whole – It was a black dude. A lot of black dudes missed out the whole pill craze from like the white suburb type stuff. And I was like, nah, dude, like I've seen your story play out 10 years ago. And like, we already did it. Yeah. It's like, don't do these. And he was like, he was like, man, no, he's giving back and forth. And he's like, why, like what's bad about him? And I was like,
you're going to do heroin. That's how it ends.
he wasn't hearing that. And I was telling him that. And then I was like, dude, you can literally like, it gives people erectile dysfunction. And he was like, nah. I was like, yeah, it fucking does. And he was like, nah, what about that Meek Mill song? I pop a Burke. I fuck your bitch. And I was like, it's not. He's lying. That's a guy. It's a
he
guy
also
who's...
didn't murder anybody.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, he didn't pop a Burke and have sex with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Is your girlfriend okay?
Yeah. You didn't fuck her. I'm telling you, I was thinking about that today. I'm like, look, people can say, like, oh, that's bullshit. Rock and roll is evil. It's like, yeah, rock and roll is concerning at its time. Worshiping the devil. Nobody wanted that. But, like, this is pretty clearly and explicitly telling people, like, look, there's one path to success. It involves murdering your peers and selling everybody drugs and robbing other drug dealers and becoming, like, that. Like, that's it, dude. That's how I rule.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you, a fucking accountant? Pussy? Nerd? And it's like,
yeah.
All right, well, I'm pretty sure the accountant lives a little bit better of a life than the average person trying to fucking rob drug dealers.
Yeah, yeah.
To all my black conservatives, if you're out there, dude, don't fucking fall to the bullshit. You know what it is, dude. You know what the fuck it is, dude.
You know the deal.
I'm talking to you, my BCs. My mom's a black conservative now.
Really?
Told you, man. She sent me. Well, my mom, yeah.
Same with my family. My family's converted.
The black conservatives. First of all, I've been getting so many chain mails from my family. Right now, my family is erupting in chain mail emails.
That reminds me. Just got one. I haven't opened it yet.
Dude.
I might open it live.
I'm getting – my mom's been hitting me with stuff of like – I'll get an email from my mom that's like, colleges are denying Islamic extremism. I'm like, mom, come on. This is old hat. Like people are over this thing right now. I get Facebook – the Facebook message I got was actually kind of almost – I almost shared it, dude. They were like saying that senators' kids don't have to pay back their college loans. And I was like, fuck, I should probably actually share this.
Is that true?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
This one from Phil Gillis, forwarded from the squad, dude. The squad forwarded this. Title, Have We Lost Our Minds? Hypocrisy at its best. Look at this fucking email, dude. oh, Don't want him to get Phil's name.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny if Phil started getting emails.